name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. And Jesus, though he loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus, after having heard that Lazarus was ill, he stayed 2 days longer in the place where he was. I wonder if you've ever felt let down or even betrayed by those whom you thought had loved and cared for you. This indeed can be a deeply painful and perplexing experience. Was this the experience of Mary, Martha, and Lazarus in our gospel story today? Jesus, who the scriptures tell us loved this family group of three, did not act immediately to the sisters' pleas for him to come to attend to the dying Lazarus. Did they feel betrayed by the one they thought loved them? And Lazarus, did he feel betrayed and perplexed? Gravely ill and suffering in physical agony, how he might have longed for the sweet, comforting, healing presence of his beloved friend, and been in deep distress over his non-appearance. Well, inevitably, Lazarus died. One might imagine still acutely grieving the absence of his dear friend. Mary and Martha, in their grief, were comforted by other friends who flocked around. They had come, but not Jesus. Perplexing and wounding indeed. Well, after 4 immeasurably long days, Jesus came. But Lazarus is now in that dark tomb. Forgotten is the anger and grief that Jesus did not come, that longing stilled by death. In a dim, awful tunnel, he is constrained, cells shrinking, the blood withdrawn. The ashes of the abandonment lie on the stones in the cave. But into that bleak silence, a voice, a sign that he in that paralyzed state is not forgotten. Panic strikes sharply. He wonders, is this bound state death or life? He hears a scream from an unknown place, disembodied weeping. And that weeping is love-filled. There is so much weeping, and so much weeping by Jesus, enough to move the stone. The one Lazarus loves is calling him out of that fiendish place into piercing light, piercing his rapt blindness. And Lazarus stumbles towards him in longing. Impatient, trembling hands tear off the cloths, and he takes a deep breath of life, a breath of air heavy with grief and joy. The face that Lazarus first sees is the one that he has longed for, and it's marked with grief and tears and piercing love. There is indeed one brief, silent moment of blazing love that seems to last for eternity. And then the clamour begins again. and Lazarus is swept into shaking, welcoming arms. And thus a new journey and life has begun in following his beloved friend and Lord. No, the tomb cannot be forgotten in this new journey. Indeed, this journey with Christ will lead to a different betrayal and another tomb. But never will Christ's love be forgotten or doubted again. We too, if we hear the call of Christ and are willing to leave behind all that binds us, will move out of darkness into the glorious light of resurrection life. We do not know where that journey with Christ will take us, or what it will require of us. But let us pray that as we go along our way, we too will know deeply the constant love of Christ, and that our continual heartfelt affirmation will be like that of Martha's and Mary's. Yes, Lord, I believe. Yes, Lord, I do know who you truly are. You are the resurrection and the life. Amen.